Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, fresh off the golf course. Everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shade. How's it going, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, maybe the cousins can help us out, Shane. We were trying to figure it out literally right before we hopped on. Yeah. I see it now. I see what you're saying on YouTube. Some people got crowns.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know, but if you're crowned, you are special. We don't even know what it means, so.
Congratulations. We got royalty here. Yeah. No, I don't know. I have no idea. It may be a good thing, though. I mean, because at least it's attached to good people, family members, so.
Absolutely.
I appreciate everybody jumping in, Mike. I'll tell you what right now, brother, it was a hot one. You know, I bitched and moaned about East Tennessee wet, you know, I mean, it's been raining just like every day. Mm-hmm. And then now that the sun's here, it's like, damn, I miss them cool days. You know, I miss that light mist out here because I got absolutely roasted out there, brother.
So are you starting to regret the golf or are you still enjoying it?
No, I still enjoy it, but I'll tell you right now, usually I'm looking forward to, like, I get to hole 17 and then I'm like, oh man, we only got one more left, you know, but I was looking at the scorecard. I'm like, shit, how many more we got? You know, I'm like, wait, no, we got three more holes and then we're out of here. So, I did feel like I kind of rushed it toward the end. Obviously it felt good at the end. I got a 99, broke 100 again. So that seems like, anybody gets confident in golf, they get humbled real quick. So I'm not out here being cocky or anything, but I'm getting pretty damn good at this game.
Do we have an update on the weight loss?
Yes, 63 pounds as of this morning. Yeah. So it is kicking in high gear. I'm trying to get down a hundo by the time we get to media days. So I'm really buckled in right now. So I hope that continues to go. I know it will continue to go. So it will continue to go. And I appreciate all the support, cousins out there.
Yeah. And shout out to Liquid Shane. He's solved the mystery for us. Community leaderboard. The more you talk, donate, et cetera, you get points. So
we're
talking to the kings of cousin, which means I don't see JR here just yet, but you know, he's damn royalty. You know what?
Hey, you got to get it in now because football's right around the corner, you know, and as soon as that cranks up, everybody's going to show back up, you know?
Right.
So get your crowns now while you can. So,
all right, Shane. So, hey, show topic for today.
Yeah.
We're right around the corner. I think we're about done with list season and this, that, and the other, because we're going to have to dive into our fall camp preview series starting soon. We always started a little too late. We don't hit all the teams, so we're going to try to start a little bit earlier this year so we could get them all in before SEC media days. But
yeah,
I was going back through the archives, Shane, and I was like, what's something that we hit on last year that we had a lot of fun on that we could do again? And yeah, I'm going with, which loss, Shane, would bother each SEC fan base the most in 2025? So maybe not even your chief rival, because maybe your rival's down.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're like in another stratosphere. And hell, not that you ever forgive losing to your chief rival, but hell, I know you're high on Auburn. I'm not necessarily, but if Auburn loses to Georgia, I don't think they're hitting the panic button.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Auburn could lose that game, still go to the college football playoff. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, but I think it's a fun way to hit on every single team in the conference. What do you think about that?
I love it because I already have a good idea, but then I look at the schedule. I'm like, well, maybe Mikey is right.
Hey, and how about this real quick? Maybe we just start with Mississippi State, but I was on a show this morning with our old buddy, JC Sherbert.
Yeah.
He said, don't be surprised if Mississippi State, I'm going to throw up her schedule, wins 8 or 9 games this year. He must be on that cornbread. But thoughts on that, Shade? Mississippi State bouncing back 8 or 9 wins. And here's his rationale. I get it. That is a bold take, and he didn't guarantee it, but he said, just watch for it. It could happen. given the fact that they've added some 60s odd new players. So this could be a completely Mississippi new look Mississippi State team. This ain't your Pat Balls Mississippi State of last year. This is maybe the Jeff Lebby we thought we were getting. What would be your reaction if Mississippi State went 8-4 here?
I think the cousins are saying it right now. Mike, what is he on? That's Sven. And he's a state fan. So, you know, 8-9, that's crazy talk, in my opinion, brother. That is just I mean, we're talking 3.5. I would be happy if State wins 5 games. I would be ecstatic if it's 6 and there's 2 SEC wins under their belt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's the ceiling, if you will. Now, I may be wrong. I usually am. But to say, you know what, let's lose our starting quarterback, our best receiver, and you know what, we're going to be better next year. I just don't know what world that fits. So, again, the schedule is one of the toughest in the country. They did Mississippi State no favors this season. I'm thinking 4 games at the most, to be honest with you, brother.
Okay, well, let's go through the schedule real quick here. For those just listening back later, Shane, at Southern Miss, how in the hell an SEC team is opening at Southern Miss, I'll never know. Arizona State at home, Alcorn State at home, Northern Illinois at home, Tennessee at home, at Texas A&M, you get your bye week, then it's at Florida, then it's Texas at home, it's at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Mizzou, and then you get your final bye. They screwed them on the byes too. Then you get the Egg Bowl, but at least you get it at home. Which one, Shane? Yeah. And I've got this for everyone. I know you probably didn't come pre-prepared, but is there one that stands out to you that if would bother Mississippi State fans the most if they lost it in 2025?
You know, that is a great question, Mike. And it's tough for, I think, State. I think the toughest one, in my opinion, and this may be the cheap way out, is August 30th, the first game, Southern Miss. Because how can you be, I mean, we're hearing 8 wins. I mean, even the biggest diehard fan is probably thinking 6 or 7, you know. It, obviously, they realize there's going to be some time, but all that momentum goes right out the damn window if you lose week one. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah. And I had a feeling you were going to say that, Shane.
Yeah.
So I went with something different because again, we're just looking for progress. Right. And I know there ought to, you know, this may not make sense. Cause hell, I said, you know, if your chief rivals in a different planet, and quite frankly, that's where Ole Miss is. They're expecting to compete once again for a college football playoff spot. They got one of the more consistent head coaches in the conference right now. But for me, I still think it's the Egg Bowl because it's at home. And help, let's say you're right. Let's say you're usually Mr. Sunshine, but here you're dark clouds, Mississippi State, lucky to win 4 games. But if they find a way, and four wins is never acceptable at Mississippi State. I get it. But if you go 4-8 and you beat Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I think you had a nice bounce back here and you can stick it to your damn rival and say, hey, we beat you with lesser talent. We're on our way up. You're on your way down. So I'm still going Ole Miss. I think that Ole Miss game at home, losing that, I think that would still bother Mississippi State fans the most. But I can't really argue with your logic either, because if they lose week one, I mean, it's like all the positivity, if there is any, it goes right out the window one game into a damn 12-game schedule. You know what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, they got the toughest road ahead, and I feel like, you know, it's more about the optics. It's more about being optimistic, brother. I've been there. I mean, we've had bad Tennessee. I know what it's like to be in the gutter, and you're just praying. I remember there was a time that I knew we were going to lose, but I was kind of happy that we got scored on so I could watch the kick returner, Cordarrelle Patterson, be like, that was the excitement of the football game, was that we had one dude to at least make some plays. That sucks. That's not what Mississippi State fans want. And I feel like you have in your mind, you've kind of came up with this formula, like, what if we start out the season 4-0 jumping into SEC play? I think that is the most optimistic outlook that you can have. And all of that goes right out the window if you lose to Southern Miss. So for me, it's that week one matchup.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to Clint M. Shane. He gave us,
thank you, cuz,
$10. Thank you, cousin Clint. And he wants to know, I want to be a cousin. How do I do it? How much? How? So I've linked it. It's under the podcast always, but I put it in the comments as well. It just costs $5 a month. It's certainly not not something you have to do, but we do appreciate. We are a truly independent show, so each and every one of those really helps us out. So we would appreciate that, Clint. Hopefully you can find your way to that, and let me know if you have any more troubles. But
that, or just donate $10 every day, and we'll eventually tell you how to do it. So no, I appreciate you, cuz. And the show notes, like, just minimize, and while you're there, hit the thumbs up. Means a lot to us. But that's where you'll see it. And it's a little tougher for iPhone users. Androids, it seems to be a little bit easier. But if you go on that link, it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, and I'm squinting at his little bio. I'm trying to figure out who's Clint's team. I can't really tell. You let us know, Clint, and we'll do your team next, because he gave us a donation. But I can't, it doesn't say anything on there that's SEC related.
No, but I see cowboy boots, so I'm going to go Texas or Texas A&M.
Right, but if we do Texas and he's an Aggie,
damn, then he'll be pissed off.
Right, yeah. Right. So you just let us know, Clint, in the comment section. We'll cover your squad next. How about this one, Shane? How about, now this is, I think we're a little bit divided on this one. That's why I think this is a fun one. How about LSU, Shane? LSU, biggest game for LSU fans, that they'll be pissed if they lose.
Yeah.
And there, I think there's a couple good contenders here, Shane. So let's run down the schedule for people just listening back later. At Clemson, oh, that's a candidate right there. Louisiana Tech at home, Florida at home, Southeast Louisiana at home, at Ole Miss, get your bye week, and then it's South Carolina at home, at Vanderbilt, Texas A&M at home, then you get your second bye, at Bama, Arkansas at home, Western Kentucky at home, and at Oklahoma, Shane. Which one of these, if they lost it, would upset them Tigers most?
Oh, man, that's crazy, because there's some games I feel like LSU fans have penciled as, I hope we win this game, we should win this game type situation. And I'm looking at Clemson, I'm looking at Ole Miss, and I'm looking at Bama. So forget the other teams. I'm just talking about a homer LSU fan. You feel like this is your year, that you're going to win a national championship. You're getting back in the playoffs for sure. It would be tough to lose another week one opener, but I don't quite think that would be the one, man.
I was going to get mad at you if you went week one for every damn team here.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it would be bad, but for me, Mike, I think it's September 13th, the Florida Gators. This is a team that you don't have on that list. This is a team that you've made excuses on why you lost to them last year. There's no way it happens again. And say what you want, this has become a rival, even though we've kind of made it one. These two teams absolutely hate each other. There's a lot of bad. I mean, there's just always some kind of funny, crazy storyline coming out after these games. So for me, you know, if we're going to win a national title, we don't lose to the Florida Gators. So that's the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I think you laid it out perfectly, Shane. And, you know, if this was back in the division days.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I kind of miss a little bit. I don't know about you. I love the new look SEC, but I miss it just a little bit. I wanted to say Alabama.
Yeah.
Because they smoked you last year. LSU fans hate Alabama. I think they hate Alabama more than anybody. And they often define their season by if they can beat Bama, right?
Yeah.
But you could lose to Alabama.
Yeah.
You could lose to them, particularly on the road, and still make the college football playoff. I don't think that kills you. I want to say Alabama, because I think that one will be the one that kind of, you know, that kind of needles LSU fans the most.
Mm-hmm.
But you're 100% right. Come on. It's the Florida Gators coming to your house.
Yes.
After they knocked you off last year, essentially eliminated you from the playoff. And if you, I mean, who knows what happens with that Clemson game? We all know. But LSU has lost every damn year in the opener for 5 years. They've had some really good years. So
yeah.
Week one won't derail you, but week three could. because you tell me, Shane, you know, again, I'm high on Florida. You're not necessarily, but it's not. And again, this is coming from someone that's high on Florida, right?
Yeah.
I can make the argument that at Clemson's a tougher game than Florida.
Right.
I can make the case that at Ole Miss may be tougher than Florida. And I certainly think I've picked Alabama to win the SEC. I think at Alabama is going to be tougher than Florida at home. And maybe, you know, I'm not trying to get crazy here, but maybe at Oklahoma. What if Oklahoma wins 9 or 10 games? All of a sudden, I mean, those are games that LSU, you're not going to be happy if you lose all of them, but, you know, you're not going to win all these away games. You got to win the home games. Otherwise, I don't think there's any shot LSU has a great season.
Yeah, no. But you know what we do have a shot at? Horton here as you come through for us again. Horton gifted another podcast, Cousin Shep 2. Oh, I don't have it pulled up.
Oh, I got it right here, Shane.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Horton couldn't hear you, so he's gifting you a membership.
this time, it's Robert Mackenberg. Shane, Robert,
welcome
to the family. Thanks to Horton. Can hear you.
Welcome to the family.
Appreciate you, Horton.
Thank you, Horton. Appreciate you. Welcome to the family, brother.
And Horton makes, he doesn't hide who he likes. So he likes Texas. Let's do Texas next.
Not that one off air.
not that Clint was hiding it, but I just couldn't tell. So let's do Texas, Shane. Let's run down the schedule real quick for the Longhorns. At Ohio State, San Jose State at home, UTEP at home, Sam Houston at home. Then you get your first bye at Florida, Oklahoma on the neutral field, at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at home, second bye week. Then you're at Georgia, Arkansas at home, Texas A&M at home. Oh, buddy, man, a lot of these teams, Shane, would love to knock off the Longhorns and quiet their extremely passionate fan base here. But which one would Texas be most upset if they lost to a team here?
It's got to be week one. I think Texas is at the point when it's any of them. You know what I'm saying? Like any of them hurt, because every year I think moving forward, they're going to anticipate close near a damn perfect season. So I obviously there's a couple of games that are going to be circled here. Ohio State, Georgia, tough matchups, but I think this is more of a rivalry one, man. And it's tough not to get a little excited about what Oklahoma's doing out there. I've been on a few shows. We've had a few guys on and I'm starting to buy in a little bit. But you know who's not buying is Longhorn fans. So I think losing to Oklahoma would be the toughest blow in 2025.
Yeah, I think that is too. And they could say that they're better and this, that, and the other. I'm just looking at the comments all off season, Shane. And it's Oklahoma and it's Texas going back and forth and back and forth. The hate is real. There's, you know, two great fan bases going at each other day in, day out. I think more than possibly any other two fan bases in the SEC. There's some fantastic rivalries in this conference, but I don't see the chirping like I see from Texas and Oklahoma. So I think that's an easy one, maybe a little too easy.
Yeah.
There's a couple of these I want to do a secondary one, Shane. Because I think Oklahoma's the easy answer. If there's a second one that'll really bug Texas, who do you think that's going to be?
I think it would be Texas A&M. And the only reason for me, it's more of the timing, because this could be a game that knocks you out of playoff contention. You know, this, or better yet, or let's just say they have a great season, it could be one that knocks you out of SEC championship game. So I believe November 29th, there'll be a lot riding on that football game. It will be at home, which is even worse when you lose to your rivalry at your house. So that's the second one I would go with.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Shane. That's exactly where I was going. So again, it may be a little bit easy there. But you know, Georgia, you know, that's a great building rivalry. The Ohio State, you know, just I just hope for the SEC say that Texas goes up there and whoops their ass, you know, so we could quiet those acorns if someone just called them in the comments. But again, it's not going to derail you. And hell, if you barely lose to Ohio State, I think Texas probably still at worst like number three in the country, probably number two.
Well, Mike, Sam Houston would hurt pretty bad too, you know.
Dude, they could sit Arch for that one. They're still going to cover the spread. You know what?
Absolutely. Well, speaking of Houston, Clint has responded, says his biopic is a Houston Livestock Show barbecue championship trophy.
Wow.
What the hell, Clint? You ain't got to donate. We're coming to your house.
Yeah, just donate some meat for
us,
you know?
Absolutely. And he's a big Aggie fan. So let's do A&M next.
Perfect. See, that's why I told you, Shane, we can't disrespect the man and do Texas when he's an Aggie.
So and then we led with Texas.
All right. So Texas, A&M, here's the schedule. If you're listening back later, UTSA, right at the gate, at home. Utah State at home. At Notre Dame, get your first bye week. Auburn at home. Mississippi State at home. Florida at home. At Arkansas. At LSU. Second bye week at Mizzou. South Carolina at home. Samford at home. And then at Texas. Shane, which one's going to make them Aggies most upset if they drop it?
Man, so many good choices here. And, brother, I'm going back and forth between two, and I'm going to – this may not be on your radar, brother, but this is the first time this game has been played in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I'm going – this is a game you own, and that's one of the bad things. I'll never forget one of the – I guess you would say the most upset I ever was is when we let Vanderbilt beat Tennessee. You know, when that happened, because we had this long streak, you know, in my lifetime, it was almost like we never lost to Vanderbilt. Then when you did it, it hurt that much more. So this is a game you just mark as a win. You don't think twice about it. So, but it could be a really good game. Just the fact it's not at Jerry's World anymore. But give me the Razorbacks, October 18th.
Okay, I didn't think that was going to be on your radar. Now that's my secondary one.
Yeah.
But I had to go Texas just because, Texas has, let's call it what it is. They have owned A&M since they joined the SEC. I mean, in football, in basketball, I'm trying to think the basketball series. I think the series was 2-1 Texas. So A&M did get one, but then in baseball, I mean, that's just a travesty over there. So, I think getting over that, I think that would, any loss to Texas, I think it's tough for an Aggie to suffer through. Even though it is at Texas, Texas may be a lot better than you this year. I think that's number one, but I think you nailed it. I got Arkansas as a very, very, very close second for every reason you just mentioned, most of all, because you've owned it.
Yeah.
And if you start losing that one, then it's like, well, hell, that's the one we're guaranteed every year. You know what I mean? So you're almost backsliding. I think you nailed it.
Well, I thought Ben Dover nailed it too. He said, Cousin Shane got the meat sweats thinking about barbecue. And I'm like, dude, if you're winning awards in Houston, it must be some pretty damn good barbecue. So I think that's where we need to have our cousin get together.
Hey, ZO_V Shane. He says, it's 6-53 and OU still sucks. Oh, and Texas 8-4 sucks too.
Man, I will say.
I just read the comments as they come, Shane. That's all.
I'm with you on the second. I kind of flip-flopped. I think Texas, obviously. I mean, I think last year hurt the most because the anticipation for that game, the fact you had them at home, felt like it had a pretty good squad, especially early in the season. But, you know, just losing to Texas 2 years in a row, that's just not a good feeling. So, yeah, I think that's the second one for me.
You know what is a good feeling, Shane?
What's that?
The legend, Cousin JR, has done it again.
He's back. Hey. Shay JR's back with 5 gifted donations. Yeah,
thank you, cuz.
Jeff Puckett, Stephanie S., Aaron Neal, Adam Huckleby, and Azriel. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of the legend, JR.
The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by cousin JR. Welcome to the family.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cousin.
Thank you, JR.
I appreciate it.
So, of course, he's a dog, Shane. So let's do Georgia next for the legend JR. Here's the schedule for the dog, Shane. Marshall at home. Austin P at home. Which trivia here, Shane.
Yeah.
That's the alma mater of the great Stephen Lassen. So we know who he's going to be rooting for come September 6th at Tennessee. Then we get your first bye week for Bama at home, Kentucky at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home. Second bye week, you get Florida and Jacksonville at Mississippi State, Texas at home, Charlotte at home. And then you're getting Georgia Tech in Atlanta. But it's going to be nothing but dogs there, Shane, because they're playing in the bends there. So which game will most bother them dogs if they lose it?
I think this is probably the easiest answer on the board. And I don't want to pick it because it is so easy, but you got to beat Alabama. You know, I mean, if you're going to have a success, if you're going to like be back, if the Georgia Bulldogs are back and they are the biggest, baddest, you know, homeboys running around in the SEC, then you do not lose to a specific team more than once. And you know, Ole Miss losing to them would suck again. You know, dropping a Tennessee game early obviously would be a bad one for them Georgia Bulldogs. But losing to Bama at your house, nah, that's got to be my pick right there, brother.
Yeah, I think that's an obvious one, and that's one where if you win it, you're feeling great about, you know, making a return to the college football playoff and maybe winning the whole dang thing once again. So it is obvious. Alabama, that's kind of the one that is stuck in your craw, so to speak, that you just can't quite get them. And you rarely get them at home. So this is an opportunity to kind of slay that dragon. But if there's a close second, I think it would be Florida, Shane, because same thing we said about Arkansas and A&M. You don't want to lose to a rival that you've owned. You don't want to like give any footing, so to speak, to Billy Napier's Florida program. I think that would be a real sign of something that's coming for the Gators if they're finally able to win one back in this series. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Look at this homer Steven up said Bama or Auburn. You know, one of the teams in Alabama for sure, you know. But he is right. I think when you think about Georgia, you kind of lose fact because it's so easy to pick rivalries. We don't pick Georgia rivalries because they just don't lose to them. But you start losing to Auburn, you start losing to Florida again, then all of a sudden those games hurt even worse. So I could go with the Florida Gators here.
Well, and then you know, if we were to take rivalries off the table, Shane, how bad would it be? And again, I think this is very, very, very unlikely because I think last year I've been trying to say it all off season. I think last year was kind of like a special roster for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
What if Ole Miss goes into Athens and beats the Dogs 2 out of 2? Even though Georgia smoked them 2 years ago. That wouldn't be a good one either, would it?
That would be tough. That would be a tough pill to swallow. And because then you're looking at two teams giving you a fit now. You know, it's okay when it's one because, you know, but if you start losing to two multiple years in a row, then all of a sudden, you know, I'm not saying Kirby's in trouble, but then we start questioning just how great this program really is.
What about Otsi, Shane? All right. Well, how about this is another guy you famously tried to put on the hot seat and he came roaring back, Shane. Let's do the Gamecocks. Opening the season, I guess Virginia Tech in Atlanta, the Beamer Bowl down there. South Carolina State at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Mizzou, Kentucky at home. Get your first bye week. Then you're at LSU, Oklahoma at home, Alabama at home, at Ole Miss. Get your second bye. Then it's at Texas A&M, Coastal Carolina at home, and Clemson at home, Shane. Which one would upset them Gamecocks the most?
Well, I think all of them. South Carolina is such a volatile team right now. Like, they hate everybody, which I love. I love this. I love this attitude. It reminds me of my Tennessee Vols. It's just like everybody sucks. And obviously losing week one would be a bad look, but for me, it's got to be Mizzou here because the chirping that happens before and after this game is elite. This is like one of those where one fan base will rib the other. They're already doing it now. I see it in the comments. You know what I'm saying? They're not quote unquote a rivalry, but they are. It's the Battle of Columbias, and I love it because these teams both think they should win. Both teams feel like they got screwed if they lost. So give me September 21st, Mizzou Tigers.
Isn't it wild, Shane, how quickly things can change?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was going into last year. Unless you were a South Carolina fan, you were like, buddy, Kentucky's going to whoop their ass. And now they trashed them. We're not even looking at it as like a marquee game, but that's another one where Kentucky's had a lot of luck in this series. But I like your selection by Missouri. But I think the obvious one to me, if I was doing a second, I would pick Missouri. But for me, I think it's got to be Clemson just because they hate those bastards so bad down there. And everybody's kissing the ring. Dabo. Oh, my goodness. Shane. Uh-huh. Dabo. And Clemson, they're preseason top five. I think someone has a preseason one I've seen. Yeah. And last time I checked, South Carolina went in there, whooped their ass at Clemson, and they were the better team last year. So They got the better quarterback. Hell, I think they might have the better coach these days. Maybe not the resume stacked up, but I'm saying 2025. I think I'd rather have Shane Beamer who can attack the portal and bring guys in than old Dabo who's scared to death of the portal. So I think getting Clemson at home, I think that's the one. Losing that after you beat them last year, I think that's the one for South Carolina.
But hurt, you know, this is the thing. This is the only thing I would argue with that, Mike, is if you're having a great season, like a 10-win season again, 9-win season, yes, I do feel like that one would hurt, especially if it keeps you out of the playoffs or, you know, just, you know, hurts you in that way. Maybe a January 1st game or something like that. But early, I feel like South Carolina fans are so freaking optimistic right now, maybe more than any of the other football teams that are in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think an early loss would be even more detrimental than the final loss. And for me, just because we're painting this as a Sellers Heisman run, a college football playoff run. I've heard it. There's a lot of fans out there that feel like this is the year that they're going to make the college football playoffs because they were so damn close last season, and it may happen. But if you lose to a Virginia Tech, if you lose to a Vanderbilt, or if you lose to a Mizzou in the first month, I believe the wind will come right out of that sails. And there's no fan base, brother, that turns off this channel quicker than a South Carolina that detoured and went the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Shane, it's middle of baseball season. We don't pay very close attention to baseball, but did you see, and I may have misquoted, I may screw this up a little bit, but did you see anything about the Clemson baseball coach, what he said about South Carolina recently?
No, but I thought you were going to quote the Wake Forest one, but please don't say that one on air. But no, I really haven't. I didn't.
So Clemson lost. I think they were favored. That's all I really, and I may have that incorrectly, but I think it was a bad loss, right? Their season's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the closing, I guess it was the press conference or whatever, he said, well, we swept South Carolina. And keep in mind, South Carolina, Shane, this, I think, is the worst year they've ever had in baseball, that everybody wants their damn coach fired. So they're bragging about beating South Carolina, the worst South Carolina team maybe ever.
But you know who's the best ever? New family member,
Travis.
Cousin Travis Thornsbury. Travis, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the
Who's
family.
Who's your team, Travis? Let's talk your team.
Yeah, let us know here. But until then, Shane, again, I'm seeing all this chirping. So let's go. I'm going to piss off some of these fans, Shane. That's what I like to do. I like to poke at needle. I don't know if you've picked up on that. I can't find them here. Oklahoma, Shane, where are we going here? Sooners, here's the schedule. If you're listening back, Illinois State at home, Michigan at home, at Temple. What? Why are we playing at Temple? Auburn at home. Get your first bye week. Then it's Kent State at home. Texas, they're at the State Fair. At South Carolina. Ole Miss at home. At Tennessee. Second bye week at Alabama. Mizzou at home. And LSU at home. Which one would upset the Sooners the most there, Shane?
Oh, brother, brother. Man, there are so many games right here that could really get them sideways. I mean, obviously, Mizzou at home would be a bad one, but I don't know. I kind of what I was talking about South Carolina, very similar. I feel like that Auburn, that September 20th matchup could be a bad game because some people are 50-50 on Michigan. Like, we could win, we could lose, but we ain't going to lose to Auburn. You know, we play them 10 times. We're going to win 9 of them. But September 20th, you drop it. Then all of a sudden the landscape changes drastically. And then we start the old, as Venables getting fired, trained. So I believe that one is the one that they must have. And if they lose it, then brother, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. This is the only one to your point, Shane. I got three written down. So same thing we already said about Texas. I don't want to sit here and repeat myself, but I think for Oklahoma fans, I think it is Texas. You know, just because of the bad blood. Again, Texas, maybe, I don't know if you caught it, Shane, but Steve has got Texas number one. He's got him winning the national championship.
Yeah.
You know, if Oklahoma goes 11-1 and their only loss is to Texas, I don't think their fans are going to be like devastated. I think they'll be upset, but I don't think they'll be devastated. They'll be more devastated by the fact Texas won it. But for me, it's Texas. I like your Auburn. I got Auburn number three for every reason you just said. Mm-hmm. The Jackson Arnold Revenge Tour. But number two, and you hit on this one too, I think it's Mizzou, Shane. I think it's Mizzou at home. I think we are building a little bit of a rivalry here. And last year's calamity of a football game, I think that added a slight bit of fuel. I know Oklahoma fans are still, you know, overlook Missouri. Missouri sucks. That's not a rival. Yada, yada, yada. But I think the SEC is going to make it a rival. Similar like how they're trying to do Arkansas and Missouri. And they've manufactured other ones that have taken off a little bit. Hell, Florida Tennessee was not really a rivalry, Shane.
Yeah,
but they manufactured it, and no one talks about that now. You know that now those are just like two teams that despise each other. So, I think you know it may take a long while for some people to embrace it, but I think Oklahoma Missouri is a really good option. So that's my number two.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. I just. At home, you know, you feel like if you're an Oklahoma fan, you feel like you let that one get away. You felt like Jackson let that one get away. and then, you know, on the flip side of that, if Jackson comes up with Auburn and beats you, then all of a sudden it's like there's a lot of landmines on Oklahoma's schedule this year. And any loss is going to be a tough one. But there's like a storyline attached to every freaking team they play.
Yeah, well, speaking of Mizzou, Shane, let's do the Tigers next. I know we got a lot of Mizzou fans in here. Central Arkansas at home, Kansas at home, Louisiana at home, South Carolina at home, UMass at home. Get your first bye week, Bama at home, at Auburn, at Vanderbilt, second bye week, Texas A&M at home, Mississippi State at home, at Oklahoma, and at Arkansas. Which one, Shays, go upset Mizzou the most if they drop it next season?
I think it's September 6th. Yeah. Little baby Kansas coming to town. This is, you know, I don't think we appreciate, you know, this rivalry or how, you know, just how bad these two teams hate each other. But brother, I mean, when I was up there, I heard more about Kansas than I did Oklahoma, and they were playing them that week, you know. So this is a game that you know for sure they want, they have to get. And if you lose to Kansas, oh my gosh, they'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, that's an easy one. It's got to be Kansas.
Yeah,
getting that one back means everything to those fans. So look at this, Shane. All these wins, drinks acquired.
Yeah.
I don't know if a day of one's as important as September 6th. So he may have won 38 games. He better get to 40 here by week two. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. now, sir, there's a There's a couple other ones. I feel like South Carolina. I just told you about South Carolina, Mizzou. That would probably be my second one. If I had to put one on here, you know, there's a couple games Mizzou hates to lose to, but any game in September would just, I mean, it would be devastating for this fan base.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of being devastated after a loss, how about you, Shade, after them Vols? Let's go down their schedule. Syracuse in Atlanta. Why are we still doing neutral sites? I'll never know. East Tennessee at home, Georgia at home, UAB at home, at Mississippi State. Get your first bye week. Arkansas at home, at Bama, at Kentucky, Oklahoma at home. Second bye week, New Mexico State at home, at Florida, and then Vanderbilt at home. Which one is going to piss you off the most, Shade, if them Vols lose this year?
Week one, Syracuse. I joke, but I am not joking either. Because Tennessee feels like they'll be fine without Nico. And that may be true, and it may not be true. But it will be discovered on August 30th against Syracuse. And I do believe the Vols will come out and put them away. Now, if they do exactly that, brother, I'm probably going to kick the can to October 11th, Arkansas Razorbacks, after a bye week, a team you lost to last year in your home stadium. That one would be another one because Tennessee Vol fans felt like they should have had that one last year. And if they lose 2 years in a row, for some reason, Arkansas seems to always have our number. That would be devastating as well.
Right. I certainly considered Arkansas, Shane. I think that's my number two by a razor thin margin because of last year, I think they got four in a row against Tennessee. I mean, that they've got to break that cycle. But what if I'm dead wrong, Shane? What if I'm dead wrong? And I'm wrong all the time about the Florida Gators, Shane. What if Billy Napier's been fired and I don't even want to say, you know, injuries or anything like that, but let's say Florida's like 6-6, 7-5.
Yeah.
Which they may very well be. They may be a solid team and go 6-6, 7-5 based on that schedule. I think every Tennessee fan is going to say, Florida Gators. I'll walk a damn marathon if we lose that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Tennessee fans will have any respect for a 500 Florida. So to me, it's always Florida, Shane. Give me Florida for Tennessee. I think now if Florida's like 10-2, I think Tennessee fans will expect to lose that one. But last time I checked, you correct me if I'm wrong, Shane. Yeah. The Vols, they don't lose to the Gators late November, early December.
No, not when it's cold outside, you know. That's why I didn't even acknowledge it, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I said, the hell with it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to pretend like that game's not even on the schedule. Brother, there's a lot of games here for Tennessee. And honestly, it's more about being upset. I think
doesn't Florida upset you the most though?
No, well, it's not so much that. It's a team that you shouldn't lose to, but you do.
Right.
And that just seems like the Tennessee way. And, you know, you've made mention like of a Mississippi State, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Arkansas, Oklahoma. These are games that if you poll Vol fans right now, we ain't losing to them. We're not losing to Syracuse. Right. So it hurts more, even though they're not maybe quote unquote a rival, than if it were the Florida Gators. Because face the facts, brother. We've lost more to Florida than we have just about any team on this schedule the last 20 years. So plenty.
If you want to flip it that way, then.
Yeah.
Now, this may be really unrealistic, but wouldn't the answer be Kentucky, who you own? Kentucky's awful?
We don't lose to Kentucky. Let's get out of here with that nonsense.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it would hurt, right?
No, I know.
I was speaking to our friend Nick Roush yesterday, Shane. He's got a bold prediction. Yeah. I don't know if I should ruin it, but hell, who cares? He says, Mark Stoops is going to have an awful year, but he's going to beat Tennessee and he's going to win back the fan base. That's the prediction from Nick Roush.
Did he say anything about bourbon? Is he back? Or are we, We're going to forget this.
I think that's how he willed himself to get there. You know what?
When they lose to Toledo, he'll go radio silent. You know?
Hey, shout out Cousin Bryce. Shade gave us $10. Yeah. He's a Razorback here. Cousin Shane, I've never seen you this down on my hogs. Will you eat a pulled pork sandwich for every point Arkansas beats Tennessee by? And he said, not baseball, but I hope so.
Wait, okay, let me read this. I was trying to see his image here. It looked like food as well. I've never seen, would you eat a pulled pork sandwich for every point Arkansas beats Tennessee by? Yeah.
So he's saying this season.
It's not going to happen.
If Arkansas beats Tennessee by 14, that means you got to eat 14 pork sandwiches on the show.
On the show?
Well, of course. I mean, you can't just, when would you eat it? Just on your leisure time?
14 sandwiches? I mean, think, Mike.
So you think Arkansas could beat Tennessee by 14 points in Neyland Stadium?
Hell no.
Then you should do the bet. I mean.
Damn. 14 sandwiches.
I mean, if it's a field goal, you just got to eat three.
Can we switch them to sliders if it's more than 14 points?
I think you got to do it, man. I think you lost all this weight. I think you got to put it back on.
It's going to be a long freaking show. I'll tell you that right now.
Would it be easier than the 20 beers that you were supposed to drink and you drank about six of them? Yeah, and they were this big.
Tornadoes. Well, brother, I had a doctor's appointment. I had to go to the next day.
All right, how about this? How about this, Shane?
Yeah.
So we know the schedule in advance.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Tennessee, October 11th. Do us a favor. Don't schedule a doctor's appointment October 12th, 13th, or 14th.
Okay.
So you can eat this pulled pork.
Yes. I will consume it on camera. May not be during this show, but there will be a show of me eating however many sandwiches. It ain't happening. You know, 14. I don't know why I'm freaking out. 14 is like a random Tuesday at this
house. What if they beat it by like 50?
Then it's going to be a long ass show, Mike. It's going to be a long show. Give me a bucket and some barbecue. We'll get Clint up here. He's now a family member. Let's get Clint up there. Let's see. I saw him. He officially became a cousin. Where did that thing go?
Right there.
Okay, you got it. So we'll go down to Clint's house. We'll get the barbecue sandwiches, and we'll do this damn thing on camera. But yep. Hey, Mike. Let's give Clint a warm welcome like we do on the show. Clint, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
And you can tell Shane don't want to talk about those sandwiches anymore. So let's do Arkansas, Shane. Let's do it for Bryce here. Let's run down the schedule. Alabama A&M at home. Arkansas State at home in Little Rock. At Ole Miss. At Memphis. Notre Dame at home. Get your first bye week. And then you're at Tennessee. And then Texas A&M at home, Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, second bye week at LSU, at Texas, and Mizzou at home. A lot of good home games here for them Razorbacks, Shane. Which one would hurt the most?
A lot of them. Real quick, I wanted to give shout out Liquid. He says that's a win-win bet for Shane. He can't lose. Mike, I gotta go. This isn't fair because you shouldn't lose to this team, but there's something about Arkansas State, September 6th, Butch Jones on the sideline again. That's a game that you can't lose at home, especially before you're about to hit a gauntlet of games. Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Tennessee, A&M, Auburn. It's like that would be a low blow for them. So yeah, I'm going to go with that one for my biggest upset, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's exactly where I went as well. I believe this will be the first time these two have ever played. We're down bad, but the fact that old Butch Jones is Arkansas State coach, that makes it even worse. Simply cannot lose that one. There's a lot of, you know, State would hurt. Auburn you beat last year, that would hurt. But I don't think there's any Memphis at least Memphis. You know, Memphis is supposed to be pretty good, and it's on the road. That's pretty much an inexcusable loss.
Yeah,
but not as inexcusable as damn Arkansas State. You know what?
No, that is correct, man. And but I would put a second one here, Mike, and Mississippi State is desperate for an SEC win.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have this one. You know, you can't have this one at home.
I guess you haven't heard. They're going to win 8-9 games this year.
Well, I don't know what he's on or what he's like you said, cornbread he's smoking, but I that one you can't have. That's one of your last home games, and that one would be miserable.
Hey, Shade, Too Slick. We haven't seen him in a little while.
Oh yeah, welcome back, Too Slick.
He's re-upped it, Shade. We appreciate you, cousin Too Slick, and he's gifted 5 memberships, Shade. Too Slick. What a legend Too Slick is. I believe he donated at one time, Shade, 101 show. Oh, I don't know if you remember that.
That was an accident. That's why he hasn't been on. Oh, I had to explain that one to the wife.
Okay. I'm trying to see.
He was on OnlyFans again.
Here we go. My YouTube's running a little bit behind. All right, here's our new cousin, Shade. Keyboard Warrior, what a name. Connor, Morrell, Burt, Darius Williams, and Taylor Roberts.
Welcome
to the family. Courtesy of the legend, Too Slick.
Too Slick.
And Too Slick, if memory serves, is a big bammer, Shane. So that's what we haven't done yet. Let's talk Alabama. Which loss would hurt the fan base the most next season here? At Florida State, it's a tricky one. ULM at home, Wisconsin at home. Get your first bye week, then you're at Georgia, and then Vanderbilt at home. Better not lose to Vanderbilt. But at Mizzou, Tennessee at home, at South Carolina, LSU. You get a second bye week, LSU at home, Oklahoma at home. That's Southern Illinois or something. Man, I should know that by now. But the Blue Panthers there. And then at Auburn, I'm looking that up real quick because that's bugging me. It's Eastern Illinois. Excuse me. I don't know why I said Southern. And then at Auburn, which one would upset him the most, Shane? And before you answer.
Yeah.
Did you hear what old Ryan Williams, star receiver, said about Vanderbilt today? He was speaking with John Gruden, I think.
No. What did he say?
I think John Gruden, you know, he was talking about that Vanderbilt. How'd you lose Vanderbilt? You going to get, is it going to be a revenge game when Vanderbilt comes to town? And he said, it ain't revenge. It's like squishing an ant or something like that is what he said. So he says they're going to smash Vanderbilt. So you can't lose to damn Vanderbilt 2 years in a row, especially after a comment like that. But yeah. Which one do you think hurts the Crimson Tide the most if they drop it next year?
I'm cheating here, Mike, but, you know, it's half my show too. So I'm going Florida State week one, and then I'm going to say one of the Tennessee teams because you now got them both at home. Vanderbilt, Tennessee Vols, you lost to those guys last year. Obviously, it was on the road, but having them at home would be detrimental to either one of those. But going back to the first one on my list, and that's Florida State, because we still associate Florida State with a cup of dog shit, you know, and we feel like Mike Norvell probably should have got fired last year, but didn't. No one is looking at the Florida State Seminoles as a good team, but there's a hype starting to pick up around the Crimson Tide, and boy, does that go out the window if you drop that first week matchup. So I'm going to go with the Seminoles.
So yeah, and really you went with three teams.
Yeah.
And you didn't even pick the one I went with, Shane. Oh, so perfect. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I certainly considered Auburn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Stephen Upp says, you know, trust me, guys, it's Auburn. Certainly, I get it. You can't lose to a Hugh Freeze. You don't want to lose that momentum. You know, you kind of own them. But to me, Shane, what's the goal? The goal at Alabama, I know they had a down year, but the goal is to win the SEC, to win the national championship.
Yeah.
I think there's one there that if they lose it, you could kind of make the argument, like you said, for Florida State. You could make the argument for a lot of these teams. If you're losing an insert team, you're probably not achieving your goals. I think you still kind of could lose to Florida State and rebound because it's not a conference game. I think the one that'll kill you,
yeah,
if you're Alabama, home game, I think it's LSU, Shane. Ooh. I think it's LSU because if you're losing in November to LSU, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think the winner of that game is getting a playoff spot. I think the loser is not making the college football playoff. And if Alabama falls short, they don't make the college football playoff, what the hell are we doing here? So I think LSU looms very, very, very large for both these teams in Tuscaloosa come November 8th.
Are we wrong? You know, I mean, our cousins are not wrong. And I'm seeing a large majority of them pick Auburn.
I think Auburn might be like a 6-win team. I think Bama beats them by like 50. So I'm not even considering that as like one you could lose.
But I'm in the opposite.
I mean, we might as well say Mercer if that's the case, you know?
I feel like Auburn could be a 9-10 win season if the cards are dealt right. But, you know, if you lose at the end, that could be a game again that has pretty bad consequences, similar to, you know, what Bama did with Oklahoma last year. So
yeah.
Is it a game that knocks them out? Then it is on the road, and you just never know what's going to happen down there in Jordan Hare. So I don't know. Maybe they are right. I'll erase the Tennessees and I'll put Auburn as a second one.
Yeah. We might as well say ULM and South Illinois or whatever, you know, Eastern Illinois, you know what?
What are you going to do when Auburn wins 10 freaking games, Mike? That's what I want to know.
I'll congratulate Bruce Pearl on a solid first month or whatever. So let's do Auburn then next, Shane. Which one's going to hurt them the most? That's it last season, 5-7. Here's the schedule for Auburn: at Baylor to open the season, Ball State at home, South Alabama at home, at Oklahoma, at Texas A&M. You get your first bye week, then it's Georgia at home, Mizzou at home, at Arkansas, Kentucky at home, at Vanderbilt, second bye week, Mercer at home, Alabama at home. Which one of these go upset Auburn fans the most?
Well, I mean, and again, you could honestly say any game because nobody wants to lose to one, but I'm not going to pick Baylor, even though it's just sitting there like an apple that's ready to be picked. You know, I'm not going to pick it. I'm going to say Oklahoma, kind of the same boat I was saying earlier. If Auburn legitimately is going to be better this season, they got to win that game. And it's on the road. They're going to have be going against their old quarterback. And yeah, it's just so much, I think, on the line here. And just remember how the game ended last year. That was a fun game. This could be a fun game. Can't lose to them. So give me Oklahoma Sooners.
Ooh. Well, hey, I don't want to lose this one, Shane. Liquid, yeah. Our buddy Liquid, he just donated.
Hell yeah.
A membership. Thank you, Liquid. Man, we're in a donating mood tonight, Hell Shane. You know what? This time it's TJ. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of the legend,
Liquid Flay.
Welcome to the family.
So Oklahoma, I like that selection, Shane. But
you know, JP, I mimic that voice constantly. I'm trying to nail it, and I can't. You're doing great.
Which one will upset Auburn? Mm-mm-mm. I mean, there's a lot on here, Shane, like you said, but I'm gonna go. I know this is going to be so bad, Shane, because I know I just trashed him. Give me Alabama. I think it's the Iron Bowl, Shane. I think that's how you save the season. Hugh Freeze can save face. Oh, I beat Alabama. You know, I nearly did it 2 years ago, but this year we finally got it, and we can build some momentum. If he doesn't beat Alabama, I don't know what the hell he's got to hang his hat on. So I think it's Alabama at home, but I also consider Missouri. Yeah. Because I think Auburn fans think they're a better program than Missouri. That's not been reflective on the field here recently. Hell, you knocked the quarterback out. He had to go to the hospital. He came back and beat your ass. I think you gotta beat Missouri. If you're not beating Missouri, you're going to have an awful year. And that's mainly because Missouri is coming to your house. But I think it's Alabama by a wide margin here for Auburn.
Yeah, yeah. What a game. What a game that Iron Bowl will be. It's just at the end of the year. You know, it's just so long away.
All right. How about, let's see, what do we haven't hit on, Shane? I'm interested to see where you go here. For them Florida Gators, Shane. Long Island at home. That's your opener. Who the hell knew that was a school? South Florida at home. At LSU. At Miami. First bye week. And then it's Texas at home. At A&M. Mississippi State at home. Second bye week, you get Jacksonville to face Georgia, at Kentucky, at Ole Miss, Tennessee at home, and Florida State at home. Which one's going to upset them Gators the most, Shane?
Oh, My gosh, Mike, pick one here. I mean, you could close your eyes and throw a dart. You're going to land on one of them. None of them are acceptable for them Florida Gators. They got so much to lose this year. But I got to go with my Tennessee Vols on November 22nd because, you know, if it goes the way I think it's going to, and it's going to be a little rocky in the middle of the schedule, mm-hmm. for you to kind of have that saving grace, I feel like you kind of need to mimic 24 and finish strong. You right. got the Tennessee Vols at home. You don't lose to Tennessee at the Swamp. That one I believe would be pretty bad. So give me Tennessee Vols.
Yeah, that's actually right where I went too. Just because you owned them, you're getting them at home. I think they feel like they've swung back the momentum.
Yeah.
You look at all these preseason magazines. That's where they're at as well. But I also heavily consider Florida State, Shane. Boy, do they hate Florida State. They hate Miami too, but they hate Florida State more, and they're getting Florida State at home. They have to go to Miami. So it's a little bit different story there, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it's damn half the schedule is a rival, and Florida fans do not take losing very well, nor should they, given their outstanding track record in recent decades. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not going. I mean, I'm joking.
All right. How about Ole Miss, Shane? Georgia State at home, at Kentucky, Arkansas at home, Tulane at home, LSU at home. My word, a lot of home games. Bye week, get Washington State at home, at Georgia, at Oklahoma, South Carolina at home, Citadel at home, Florida at home, and then at Mississippi State after the final bye week. Which one's going to upset Ole Miss fans the most?
Oh, Georgia State, you shouldn't schedule them, but that's not the one I'm going to put, Mike. I'm going to go September 27th, LSU Tigers. That was such a great, great football game last year. And, you know, one that I feel like is more personal to Lane Kiffin and company, and it reflects when these two meet up. So, that's a big, big football game and one Lane Kiffin would love to have. So give me LSU Tigers.
You had the right month. You got the wrong game, Shane. Kentucky, come on. Week two, the fact you lost to them last year totally killed your season, because that was the one that cost you the college football playoff. In reality, that was literally the worst loss of every team that was competing for a college football playoff berth. Buddy, if they lose to Kentucky back-to-back years.
Yeah.
I mean, fire Kiffin. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not going to fire him, but I don't think they're doing much if they're losing to Kentucky. I think that would be a horrible loss.
Yeah, you might as well put Citadel on there too then. If we're going to pick those top teams.
Citadel didn't beat Ole Miss last year, did they?
I'm sure if you look deep enough, there's a year they got them. I thought Servant, I think this is a good one. South Carolina, mainly because, you know, there was a lot of shit talking coming into that game. And,
yeah.
You know, it's sitting there. I don't know how Ole Miss's schedule plays out, but I would think that most Rebel fans feel like November should be locked up. Like if they could get through October, if they survive October, mm-hmm. they have a path to great things. And
yeah.
One thing that Lane Kiffin has been notorious for is losing some of the games he's not supposed to. And that could be the South Carolina Gamecocks. So that's another one I find on the list as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Final two, Shane. Speaking of Kentucky, come on down, Kentucky home. Toledo at home, Ole Miss at home, Eastern Michigan at home. Then you get your first bye week
yes.
at South Carolina, at Georgia. You get your second bye week for some reason. Texas at home, Tennessee at home, at Auburn, Florida at home, Tennessee Tech at home, at Vanderbilt, at Louisville. Which one, Shane, upset them Wildcats the most?
Take your pick. But I got to go just because I'm going to do it. I feel like that Toledo game's great. I think it's going to be a great matchup. And I do think Kentucky will be tested early. And, ooh, how bad would that suck to lose to Toledo, you know? So mm-hmm. I'm going with them right now on August 30th, a season opener.
Yeah, and I saw Cousin Ollie. He said same thing, Shane.
Yeah.
It's got to be Toledo because we got to set the tone. We got to come out here fast. And, you know, I don't think it's that crazy to think they could compete with Ole Miss, given all the new pieces. Now, they're going to be underdogs, but they get them at home. But you got to start hot here. It's sadly, I mean, we could be completely off base on Kentucky, but we'll find out week one when Toledo comes to town. You know what?
Travis says Kentucky. So Louisville's another one. If it were at home, you know, I would put them on there. But for me, there's a couple of games that Kentucky has to get. Toledo's one of them. So that's why I put them on here.
All right, final one, Shane. Vanderbilt. We got Coastal Carolina coming to town. At Virginia Tech, at South Carolina, Georgia State at home, Utah State at home, at Alabama. First bye week, LSU at home, Mizzou at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, second bye week, Kentucky at home, and at Tennessee. Which one gonna piss off them doors if they lose it?
Shit, Georgia State again. And I'm not joking about this one. This is the damn truth. Because you look at the Vanderbilt Commodores last year and the fantastic season they had. You know, we talk about the Bama game. We talk about the Mizzou game. We talk about, you know, all these great games that Vanderbilt had. But the one we keep skirting over is the Georgia State loss. So for me, I'm putting that one on there.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is supposed to be a new Vanderbilt era. We're going to be competing. We're going to be going to the postseason all season. But I think it's a little bit more tricky schedule, Shane. I still think Vanderbilt will be good. But I think this is going to be a tougher schedule than last year. So
yeah.
you've got to get all these winnable home games. And that may even include Mizzou if you really want to make the postseason. I don't think they have to beat Mizzou to get to a bowl, but if they lose to Mizzou, then I think you got to beat Auburn and you got to beat Kentucky at home because you're still going to be searching for a win on the road, which they're probably going to be underdogs in all their road games this year.
Yeah, I totally agree with you here. I want to give Greg a shout out. Cousin Greg sent $2. He's got his, I'm assuming this is Mizzou because I see little baby K over there. KU, A&M, South Carolina's top three. Can't argue with that one either.
Yeah, they hate A&M, Shane, ever since that blanket incident. You know what?
Yeah. I can't believe somebody did that to them, you know? I still can't believe it.
All right, Shane. So, hey, we went a little bit long. Anything else before we hop off the line?
No. Hey, I appreciate the cousins hanging out. Thank you for all the donations. It really does help us out tremendously. You know what else helps? If you can't donate, you can minimize the screen, hit that thumbs up. That also helps. So appreciate all the love, all the support. We got some great stuff coming your way. So be sure to have those notifications on. And as soon as we go live, you will be notified.
Well said, my friend.
JP's boys. All right.
We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.